Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So I have my guest here, Susie Casper. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And this is our yearly show that we do every year, and I'm so excited. But just to kind of, you know, for people maybe just listening, hopefully they have been listening for years, but Susie Casper is a park ranger for the National Park Service for the Upper Delaware Scenic and Recreational River. Did I get it?
You got it. It's a mouthful.
I know, but I did read my notes, I have to say, because it's too much to remember every year. So, but I invited Susie on the show today to talk about water safety. People love to swim in free public places like lakes, rivers, and streams. So each year, Susie comes and we talk about water safety, right?
Yeah. Which is super important.
It is so important. You know, why is this a concern for the National Park Service?
So on the Upper Delaware, we've had, since we started keeping records in 1980, we have had 79 drowning fatalities. We had one in 2024, and then one in 2023. I know we talked about that last year. Mm-hmm. And it's just super important because especially when you're in an open water and a moving water environment like the Delaware River, where it has swift river currents and steep drop-offs, even if you are a good swimmer, it's super important to know that you have to wear that life jacket.
Right, right. And that's what, you know, we're really going to talk about here on the show. So we're now in 2025. Has there been any drownings this year?
There has not. There has not. But we are just getting, right. I mean, today it's going to be a beautiful 80 degree day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we're just getting into boating season. So
right.
We have not.
Right. And again, those are statistics that are really important to keep aware of, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which is really important. And again, the water's probably just still a little cold, too. And we'll talk about that, too, right?
A little chilly. So especially this time of the year when you know, if you do fall in unsuspectingly, it's important to have that life jacket on because you can become very shocked and drowning can happen that way as well.
Exactly. What is the main cause of drowning?
You know, the main cause of drowning on the Delaware is it's mostly people, believe it or not, who know how to swim,
mm-hmm.
But they have overestimated their swimming ability or didn't have that life jacket on, and you know, you can get into trouble really, really quickly. The river currents are very strong, even though they don't look strong on the river. We have, you know, many really shallow spots where you could walk almost all the way across the river, but all of a sudden now you've taken a couple more steps and you're in a 10-15 foot hole.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be very, you know, kind of surprising for people, and it does, and panic can set in pretty quickly. And even if you are a good swimmer, you know, you're fighting the current, and that's when people get into trouble.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. You know, I swam in high school. I don't know if I ever shared that with you.
I don't think so.
No. So, you know, so I mean, I have the ability to swim, but I obviously haven't swam like that in years. But yeah, it's scary. Like, you know, even just being in like a lake or, you know, but you're talking about a river that, mm-hmm. like you said, the currents can change so quickly, mm-hmm. and the depth and stuff like that. You can't really see what's underneath those, you know, steps that you're taking.
Yeah. Most people think that, oh, the it's a river, so it's shallow, but mm-hmm. The deepest part of the Delaware is 113 feet deep in Narrowsburg, just off of the bridge. So it, like I said, it varies.
Wow.
It varies from just a couple of feet to 20, 30 feet holes, you know, more than over your head for sure.
Right. Exactly. How do you know when someone is drowning?
Most of the time you don't, because it happens very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Drowning people can't yell. Most of the time they can't yell for help. So it's kind of very silent. But we do see people out there struggle a lot. And so we always tell people it's super important when you're out on the river, make sure you have, you know, you're having a good time. Everybody's, you know, laughing, you know, carrying on, but you have to keep an eye on your friends and family, especially if they're not wearing a life jacket. I've had people literally almost drown right in front of me, and it happens very, very quickly.
Right, right, exactly, because it just takes seconds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally. You know, we talked about the currents and stuff like that. What are some of the other hazards that, you know, people really need to be aware of when they're on the river?
Yeah, so, you know, heading out for a day on the river, you know, especially in the summer months. Well, let's talk about right now. So the water's still a little bit colder.
Right.
There is in the winter months, so from November 1st through April 30th, we have what's called a cold water mandatory wear. months. So in the state of Pennsylvania and New York, you have to be wearing a life jacket, a Coast Guard approved serviceable life jacket, through the entire time you're on the water. So that's really important for people to know, because if you did fall in, your chances of hypothermia and cold water shock exposure are, you know, it's imminent.
Right, right. It's going to happen.
Yeah. So right. It's super important that people have their life jackets on now. Mm-hmm. But even in the summer months, the Delaware River can still be pretty chilly. We actually have more cases of hypothermia in the summer months because obviously there's more use. But people, they go out, you know, they only go in their bathing suit. And then all of a sudden, storms pass through. They're soaked wet and they can't just get off the river necessarily anywhere.
Right.
So hypothermia, believe it or not, in the summer. But then we go to the extremes where it's, you know, 100 degrees out and people don't bring enough water. They're maybe drinking alcohol. So it's really important to make sure you're protecting yourself from the sun. So hat, sunglasses, you know, there's all kinds of new fancy shirts out there that are UV protected.
Right.
I mean, you know, and just reapplying that sunblock all the time.
Right. And it's important, like, you know, yes, to be prepared,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, and I think that's sometimes when accidents happen, when you're not prepared and you're not ready for all of those, you know, what if, you know, especially if you have people that are not experienced or even people who are experienced, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just about anyone. Again, I think, you know, like you mentioned before, never overestimate your swimming abilities, no matter who you are.
Yeah, we have a you know, us rangers, we go out there and we patrol. We talk to our visitors all the time, everything that we're talking about right now. So making sure they're prepared. And we see people swimming in the river and swimming across the river. And they always say, I know how to swim. I'm a good swimmer. But that most of our drownings, literally most of them have all been good swimmers. It's not that you're not a good swimmer. It's just the moving water environment is its own beast. You know, you're fighting the current. The current is stronger than you. And, you know, and then you have that endpoint where you have to get back to your friends and family on the other side of the river. But, you know, really what people should do is at that point where you're starting to get fatigued, you know, don't fight the current. Just float on your back, your feet pointed towards the sky. And just, you know, you'll come around the bend, you'll come to a rock or whatever, and take that moment to pause, because once you go under once, that's when the panic really sets in.
Right, and
that's going to be it.
And that is a great safety tip for people to understand. Can you repeat that again? So if someone gets caught, what should they be doing?
Just float on your back. Mm-hmm. Use your arms to steer you. Especially in the really fast moving current, you know, there's tons of rocks in the river, right? So you'll either come to a shore, you'll come to the a rock, and then just use that, you know, point your feet towards the sky. Because if you do come to a rock and it's really quickly, you can actually use your feet to push off of the rock. If you're swimming head on, what do you think is going to hit? Your head's going to hit the rock, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So especially that's also too, if you fall out of your boat and you don't have, even if you do have your life jacket on, you should be either swimming aggressively towards shore, if you have the life jacket on, but if you don't, just make sure you're floating on your back.
Right.
It's very important.
Like, again, eventually, you know, you will hit that rock or
something. Or somebody or another boat or somebody will pick you up or, you know, what have
you. Exactly.
That is the absolute best thing to do. It's also important to note, too, because there are so many big rocks in the river. You know, anything from giant boulders to small ones that you can get your foot caught in between. And if you stand up, the key is don't stand up in fast moving water above your knees, because your foot can become trapped between rocks and it can actually push you over, and you could actually drown with a life jacket on because of the force of the water is so strong.
Wow.
So like, especially if you're in a set of rapids and you start to panic and you say, I'm going to stand up because the water only seems like it's, you know, maybe knee deep. Not a good situation to be in. So make sure you just float on your back and keep those feet out of the water.
Right. Do you have safety information like that available, like on a website?
Absolutely.
Like people could read?
Yep. So on our website, we do have, and I know we talked about the new water safety video that we did last year. That's right on our front page. Mm-hmm. So it's nps.gov/UPDE. And that has everything that you need to know about our park on there. And then, of course, also on Facebook and Instagram. And you can link to that right from our website as well.
Right. Great.
And if there's any type of... Like in the cold water months, we'll have the alert up there, you know, for the mandatory cold water wear. Or if there's any type of situation on the river that people need to know of, anytime the river does go over 6 feet. So if we have a high water event, it is mandatory life jacket wear. And then we'll have that alert on our website as well.
Right. So now that we're on the website, you would recommend if someone's going out on the river for that weekend, for that day, why don't you just pop on the website, right? And Absolutely. Check it out and see yes. what's going on.
Yeah. And you can also link to the gauges on the river. So depending on where you're going. So we're 73.4 miles of river. So we use two gauges, the Calicoon gauge and then the Berryville gauge. So most people nowadays, so if you've been on the river before, they're pretty in tune to looking at that to see what the river height is, because it really does make a difference in how you plan your trip, how long you're going to be out there. If the river's at 2.5 feet, it's going to take you way longer than if the river's 5 feet. It's going to be night and day, right. Especially if you have, you know, maybe elderly people with you or little ones. You know, kids can... They get hot and they get frustrated and they don't want to be out there, you know, any longer than you do. So
I know some adults like that too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. There's always one person in the group.
Yes. So how do you know if a life jacket is required for your activity? Because that's, you know, talking about water safety, life jacket, right?
Yep. So on the Upper Delaware and on any lake or pond, you know, in the state, doesn't matter. You have to have, if you're in a vessel, so a vessel is... a canoe, a kayak, a raft, an inner tube. So on the Delaware, an inner tube is considered a vessel. So anywhere you're going to go from point A to point B. So if you're going to go across the river, up the river, down the river, it doesn't matter. That means you have to have a Coast Guard approved wearable life jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, which is, again, so important. Next question. Will there be the Loner life jacket available this year? And, you know, when did that program start?
So the Loner Life Jacket program began in 2011 after we had a really big rash of drownings. We had five that year, wow. unfortunately. And so, like I said before, we always looked at our statistics and saw that mostly swimmers were drowning. So we started to erect multiple Loner Life Jacket stations. So we have them up and down the river valley. And we were just talking earlier about the CETO yeah. Foundation. So we did apply for, we've gotten grants from them before to stock our Loner Life Jackets. And we haven't heard back yet whether we've got the grant yet this year, but we will have them at all of our kiosk locations and then off of some of the private campgrounds as well, mm-hmm. where we see a large population of people who they camp and then they want to swim. So we want to make sure we have those life jackets available for people to use. And they do use them, which is really, really good.
Well, that's great. That's really
good. And I just ask that if people do borrow a life mm-hmm. jacket, that you please bring them back so we have them for the next people. Also, too, we really ask that if you have your own life jacket, please bring it with you. The hard thing is that, you know, we're over a quarter million. Actually, since COVID, we've been around 300,000 visitors a year.
Wow.
So we don't have a life jacket for everyone. Right. So it's super important to, you know, make sure that if you're going to come to the river, have a life jacket that's, you know, yours, that it fits, you know, that's comfortable for right. you. Mm-hmm. But we have them available if, you know, somebody does forget them or somebody just really does need one.
Yeah. What are some of the other tips people can use to best prepare for a trip out on the water? And what are some of the common issues that you may experience?
So, you know, like I said, be prepared. Have, you know, plenty of food, plenty of water, your sunscreen, all that stuff. Medications, people don't think. You know, if maybe you have a heart condition or whatever, I'm only going to be on the river for an hour or two. Well, an hour or two could turn into 6 hours.
Right.
You know, it just depends. So just mm-hmm. keep that, you know, in the back of your mind when mm-hmm. you're going out. But, you know, limiting alcohol is super important too. So you can drink on the river. Glass is prohibited though. So you have to leave all those glass bottles at home, even glass food containers. So if you want chips and salsa, you're going to have to put that in some sort of plastic uh-huh. container. Okay. You know, we just, over the years, we have seen so much broken glass and it's just such a hazard for people. So that goes hand in hand. Make sure you have appropriate footwear. People are constantly, it's not only glass in the river or fishing hooks, but the rocks are sharp and jagged too.
Right.
And they're slippery. So having a good soled shoe on the bottom of your foot is super important. You know, shoes like Crocs, flip-flops, they're just going to float off your foot. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. they're really no good. So, you know, river shoes can tend to be expensive. Wear an old pair of sneakers.
Right.
Old pair of sneakers that uh-huh. you don't care if they get muddy or dirty or wet, you know, and they can always be washed even if they do get dirty. So making sure you protect your feet is super, mm-hmm. super.
And there are some do and don'ts. Like, for example, don't go in, you know, the river, jumping off cliffs, you know.
Yeah, we see that a lot. And so I get all these groups of people. We've been coming to the river for 30 years. We've been doing this for 40 years. That's wonderful. But so this past winter, we had massive ice flows, huge chunks of ice that are like 6-7 feet deep.
Wow.
So the force of the ice can actually move rocks and move boulders, right? When it's moving around. So just because you've been jumping off this rock for the last 30 years doesn't mean that there couldn't potentially be not only just a rock that's moved, but also debris like trees and things like that. You know, when we have high water events, there's anything, lawn furniture gets washed in the river. So just be very, very cognizant of that. And then we've had people, we've had fatalities where people have been jumping off bridges or cliff jumping or whatever. Right. So just please use extreme caution with those types of things.
Well, Susie, I want to thank you again for being on the show. I think water safety is so, so important. What's the website again that people can check out all this information on?
Yeah, so it's NPS, so that's for National Park Service, .gov/UPDE. And you can get all of our information on there.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Susie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. We wish you safety and be careful out there. Thank you for listening.